Are again with the last meeting of the day, and we always start with number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. We come to you at the end of the day, a long day here at Bethel, where people working the entire day teaching and practicing and in classrooms. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the wonderful morning worship service with our young people, our children, the future of our church participated here. It was a joy to see them blessing our heart with their songs and their enthusiasm. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those who dedicate their life to teach them and to train them and to work with them. Now, Father, we pray that as we close today and we look in one verse of the scripture in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation, we may rejoice tonight even as we did this morning, because we are part of the kingdom of God. And Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving for those who are listening over the internet. Amen. All right, you may take a good look to your hymn books and choose a song. And those who are listening in the internet, if you have access to our hymn books, you maybe can choose a song or send us a name of a song, see if it's in our hymn books. And we are our operator in the back looking carefully and looking to what is needed. Brother Plika.
143.
All right. 143, we are rejoicing that this afternoon our number 6 baptism is taking place. And there are two people who talked to me. I had to explain them why they need to be rebaptized. They were baptized when they were a baby and not by immersion, of course, in the Roman Catholic Church. And why we think the Bible teachers need to really have a believer's, what we call a believer's baptism. So perhaps I told them in August, we will have baptism again, two people more. So that is a good, fruitful year. All right. Now, 143.
Thank you.
bring a good joy. The internet is responding, and we have a request.
281.
Certainly. Somebody have our hymn books, and never alone. That is true. Remember what the Bible said to you, I will never leave you. There is a book of the Bible that said that.
Twice.
Hebrews 13:5 or something like that. 12:5 or 13. Check it out. But Hebrews say that. And what else was, Greg? I know it's another place in the Bible. I don't recall it at this moment, but we need our computer here. But the next chair, remember, big, open computer, holding. All right. Here it is. 281. What a joy. Never alone. Choose one. The internet has their choice, and Darlene will tell me. 105, certainly. All right.
Thank you.
Tricia? 309. All right. And it was good to see Stephen being baptized and pastor with a riot baptism jersey. All right. Christ gave it to me. He said, Jesus in the back. All right. And so I baptized the jersey too, because I fell in the pool, but it's okay.
It was a double baptism.
A double baptism. I did it first to see, but the water was good. I don't want to leave. All right. 309, beneath the cross. Watching the young people directing, and I said, those people were there before. So it is the future church that was right here in this. There is one in the internet, and I get you, Lara. Yes?
103.
Certain few. 103, and then we're going to get Lara. We have a good Spanish section today, over 18 people, and was wonderful. And we missed some, but somebody came new from outside. It was excellent. How the class is keeping really full. All right? 103, one day.
Thank you.
Lara then?
5:31.
All right. That was my first choice for the morning, and then my wife suggested 5:30. She said, leave 5:31. I said, let's sing 5:30, and now I'm glad we can sing 5:31. Some of you would like to have our hymn books, and I think in the web page they have the Bible that we use and the hymn book, and you can call your Christian bookstore and give that hymn books, and if you cannot find it, we will have the hymn book handled to you for the same cost that we pay. In this third, and my associate pastor is a little hungry, fellows. But it's just follow the pastor instruction. It's just wonderful to know. They asked me how these songs. Most of these songs are in all classical American Presbyterian hymn books of the East Coast. But in case you want to have the one, as you open the internet, it's a very simple page, and you have the picture of the hymn books over there. One more song, and then we study one verse tonight in Revelation. Señor Anthony. 308. All right. I tell you, it's so beautiful. The Spanish class, we had 3 or 4 versions going on of the Bible, and it's just remarkable to listen in English and listen in this version. And I have the all Castilian. And we are learning some Spanish words from there. Like the word manso, and I have to be so careful because the slang of Latin America or Mexico gets on the way. If I say manso to a Mexican, it means the guy was a dummy. But if I say manso in the Bible, remember Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, I am manso of heart. That means I'm very mild and very quiet. And so words change through the years in all the countries of the world. But we enjoy ourselves to look this word here and this word over there, and it's just wonderful. All right, number 308, higher ground. That's what we all should look forward.
Reflect like peace on thy air ground.
She feel well when I get home, but thank God that the rotating shoulder came back just only with therapy, without surgery. So we thank God for that.